Welcome the children to come join me on the steps. Grown-ups, please be seated. Hey, everybody. Having a nice weekend, a good Sunday? Yeah? I have a question. Has anybody ever been lost before? Anyone? Anyone? Tell us about it. Where were you lost? What happened? Remember? You don't remember? No. Were you lost? At Target. Wow. So what happened? Did somebody else buy you? Or? No. You found your way home? Found your way back to your parents? How long did it take? 10 minutes? Okay, that's not too bad. Anybody else been lost? What about you? On a Disney cruise? Wow. Was that a Disney World? Or, right. And cruise on the ocean. Makes sense. You remember? Oh, at Target too. Wow, that must be a vortex of lost children at Target. I remember one time when I was lost, I guess around 10, 11 years old, something like that. I went out to play. We had kind of set up a little ramp for dirt bikes in the field behind my house. And, my mom forgot to ask where I was going when I left. She did that sometimes. And so she didn't know I was back there. I didn't feel lost. I knew where I was. I wasn't where I needed to be. And she didn't know where I was. And so she was going down the street, yelling out, calling for me, didn't know where I was, and called a few of the neighbors' houses. They didn't know where I was. And finally, I heard off in the distance my name, and that sounds like Mom. So I ran around the corner, and sure enough, there she is looking for me. And by the way, you know why she was looking for me? I mean, the basic reason, it wasn't because she was mad or because she was upset. It was because she loved me, right? If she didn't love me, she wouldn't be looking for me. She'd be like, boy, I'm glad that kid's gone. But that's why she was looking for me. We were getting all dirty and messed up back there. And so she said, well, before you come in, take those shoes off because they got mud all over them. And we'll throw your shirt in the washer right here before you go in. And we'll get cleaned up because we're going over to Grandma and Grandpa's house. And, I think it's kind of the same way with God. Sometimes we get lost. We go our own way. We may not even know that we're not supposed to, but we get lost. But God loves us. That's why He looks for us. Just like Mom wouldn't have been looking for me if she didn't love me. If God didn't love us, He would just say, to hell with those people. Literally. But He's not like that. Heaven is His home, and He wants us to be in His home. So He comes looking for us and calling for us. And when He finds us, brings us home, and sometimes we're not ready to come inside, because we got mud on our shoes or whatever it is. And God knows that we can't take care of this because, if you get dirt on your shirt, you can probably wash it out. But sin is different. Because sin is where you just choose to do your own thing rather than God's thing. And sin doesn't, you can't wash that out by yourself. You need what we call grace. Only grace can help wash out the stain of sin. Stain is like when something gets dirty and it just won't wash out. In fact, in our psalm that we sung, we have a few lines like that. It says, wash me through and through from my wickedness and cleanse me from my sin. Because it's something only God can do. Purge me from my sin and I shall be pure. Wash me and I shall be clean indeed. How does God wash us? Anybody know? If I point that way, does that give you a clue? Right, baptism. Because over there we have what we call the baptismal font, which holds the water at baptism. And so in baptism, God, through grace, washes all our sins away. But what if we do something wrong after we're baptized? What do you think?
Confess your
You can confess your sins, right? And when you go to confession, it's sort of like saying, I want this washed off too. You know, dear God, I know I did this thing also. Can we include that in the washing? And God says yes. And we know He says yes because He's merciful, because He loves us. The same reason He went looking for us in the first place. He loves us. Okay, remember those lessons about being lost. And we'll talk more about being lost to the grown-ups. So head back to your seats and I will head to the pulpit.